makes it easy on everybody. It makes it easy to call plays when you're not in second and eight and second and ten all the time. And it makes it easy to call plays when both things are working. Yeah, and like I said, we missed some things in the first half. We got to start better than we're starting. We're improving on third down. We're improving running the football. But again, we have a really good opponent coming up, and we have to hone up the things right now that we're not good at. And each week it's something, so we have to get better at something each week. You know, it didn't feel like it, but I guess we were up and down the field in the first half. We just didn't score any points. It was nice. It was nice to see the balance. It was nice to see, you know, Jay throw the ball so well, and it was nice to see the line block the pass and the run. So it was nice to see Matt back with some juice, and Michael hit it up in there, and then Omondo closed it out. So I was pleased for all the guys. They did a nice job. Coaches did a great job. They put a great plan together. Gabe plays extremely hard. You know, we had 74 plays in the game. The glaring plays, the very critical errors that he had are going to stand out, but then you have to look at his overall body of work. He was extremely physical in that game. He did a lot of great things in that football game. He had the penalty, he had the two offsides, and he had the sack. Can't have those things, and he knows he's a smart player. He works his trade every day. Sometimes it's not going to look pretty with what he does, and that's why we have him on the right side. But he works hard every day at his trade, and he's going to give us everything he has every play. Unfortunately, some of those things are going to happen. The offsides penalties I can't handle. Once in a while you're going to get a holding call, and you're going to give up a sack. But the offsides, he has to eliminate those. We all have to eliminate those. Well, it affects it a lot. But we get it in as soon as we can, and it goes from me to Jeremy, and it goes to the quarterback, and off we go. We want to get him to call as fast as we can so he can operate the line of scrimmage as best he can. And if we don't have enough time to operate the line of scrimmage, it does hurt us some in some instances. But, you know, we're getting better at it, and it's a little bit different process because it goes from me to somebody else to the quarterback. That's done around the league. It's not like it's a novelty. But we just, like everything else, we're trying to work our trade and get better, and Jeremy and I continue to work our rhythm, and we just keep getting better every week.
Do